Sudbury MP Vivian LaPointe today announced funding of $237,000 for Sudbury's Rizzo Access Network to allow that organization to continue its peer wellness navigation program in response to the continuing poison drug crisis. LaPointe's announcement was made on behalf of Minister of Mental Health and Addictions and Associate Minister of Health Yara Sachs, through Health Canada's Substance Use and Addictions Program. This funding is in addition to the more than $500,000 that Rizzo Access Network received from the Government of Canada in 2022 and will allow the organization to increase access to services for people who use drugs while reducing stigma through connecting with new and existing programs in the region of Sudbury, said LaPointe. But we all know that more needs to be done. We will continue to work closely with all levels of government, community organizations, Indigenous communities, people with lived and living experience to strengthen our approach. I believe that by working together, we can ensure that people who use substances get the support they need, so that they could live long and healthy lives, said LaPointe. She added that the most important element of government funding is that it is directed at community agencies that are best suited to know what needs to be done in their home communities. So what I think is just so important, and will lead to the success of these programs is that we fund community agencies that are here in the community providing those services. You know what is needed. You know what will be successful. You know what will most help and provide support to those people in need. And that, to me, is that partnership that is so required, said LaPointe. As a representative of the local agency, Rizzo Access Executive Director Heidi Eisenhower commented how her organization is able to provide programming and safe non-judgmental spaces for people who are addicted. The programs offered by Rizzo Access Network throughout the Sudbury and Manitoulin districts allow for wraparound healthcare and overdose prevention services. Rizzo Access Network offers services where individuals will be free from criminalization and accepted in a non-judgmental environment. The Substance Use and Addiction Program and the Wellness Navigation Program are committed to helping to address the poison drug crisis, reducing the harm people who use drugs face, including stigma and discrimination, and enabling access to services requested by people who use drugs. The agency strives to make a difference in the lives of those that we serve, Eisenhower told the audience. Responding to a question from Sudbury.com, Eisenhower commented that Rizzo Access Network is still working to get more funding from the provincial government to enhance or upgrade the level of service for Sudbury's supervised drug consumption site, which is operated by Rizzo. Even though we're continuously discussing this issue and looking at ways of continuously engaging all levels of government in supporting this initiative, I know that I've been speaking with the Deputy Health Minister and hope that that funding will still come through, said Eisenhower. I know that the municipal government and myself and public health will be meeting very soon to discuss funding, and hopefully there'll be some news in regards to that in the very near future. Also speaking during Wednesday's event was Kayla Pelland, the Director of Peer Engagement at Rizzo. Pelland, who is also a drug user, spoke of the importance of the peer programs at the network to engage with ordinary people who use drugs and to teach them a variety of essential life skills, which include such things as harm reduction, peer support, grief skills, emotional regulation, street outreach, overdose recognition response, naloxone training, just to name a few. Pelland said she was grateful and humbled by the funding announcement. This funding has allowed the program to continue building a community of people who use drugs that focuses on personal autonomy and wellness, safety, harm reduction, naloxone advocacy, and creating change, she said. Len Gillis covers healthcare stories and also mining news for Sudbury.com.